Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
More rain is expected to hit Vermont this weekend, and it'll come as communities are trying to clean up from this week's historic flooding. Nina Keck has this report from Ludlow, Vermont, one of the hardest hit areas of the state.
Dump trucks and heavy equipment beep and bulldoze on either side of Ludlow, clearing the roads and stirring up a hazy layer of dust. The wet sludge that covered much of the downtown has begun to dry, but the flood's footprint is everywhere. Orion Jones stands near the back door of the Main and Mountain Motel, his boots, shorts, and t-shirts spattered with mud.
Well, yesterday we were just focused on pretty much getting all the water out of the basement and scooping out all the sediment that's been sitting there, and we're kind of still doing that now. We moved out a bunch of washer dryers, a bunch of appliances. A lot of lifting.
Jones is from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and happened to be staying with friends in Cavendish. He couldn't leave because of the flooding. So he and his friends headed to Ludlow to help with cleanup.
I think you might get a little wet. There's still some water down there, but yeah.
He shows me where they've been working.
Oh, wow, you get that flooded basement smell right away.
Oh my God, yeah, no, absolutely. And this pump right here, it's been going for the last 24 hours.
Across the street at the Homestyle Hostel, Abby Childs, her husband Danny, and several friends are shoveling silt out of a back room.
Be careful, it's really slippery. So this was a bunk room at one point. You can see the water line here.
That's the water line?
Yes, and it's even higher in this room.
That's like almost up to your armpit.
Yes.
How many buckets would you say you guys have emptied?
50?
50.
Probably, yeah. From just this room.
We head outside and step around mud piles and discarded furniture. The building is just feet from the Black River, which today is a muddy brown. Abby Childs moved to Ludlow in 2017. Her home wasn't impacted by the flooding, she tells me, but she says good friends have been.
I couldn't imagine spending a day any different. I own a small business and I'm a graphic designer. I work for myself. And I sat down yesterday trying to work, and I just said, not a chance. I have to come over here and help out, because the destruction is unfathomable.
Well, like I said, if you need anything, let me know.
All right.
I'll help as much as I can.
All right. Later.
Thank you.
Down the street, Craig Goodman stands in the parking lot of his pizzeria, chatting with a neighbor in a pickup truck. Goodman feels lucky. He says the flooding missed his home and restaurant this time.
When Irene hit, our restaurant was a different location. We lost the whole place. And so the struggle for us, it was tough.
Because he was able to open, Goodman wanted to give back with free pizza for anyone helping with the cleanup. By noon, he was serving a steady stream of tired and muddy patrons.
Oh, thank you for coming down.
Oh my God. Well, we could have been here sooner, but on Pleasant Street now there's a fire.
Oh my God, really?
Over the course of the day, Goodman's Pizzeria became an oasis where people could share stories, compare damage, and reassure each other that things will get better.
Thank you guys for coming down.
Absolutely.
Susan Mordecai and Mitch Ray live in Plymouth and took a lunch break together.
So no, people are, arms are out there. Arms are open wide holding everyone. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what we do. Brave little state.
We're accustomed to not having access to a lot of the luxuries of big cities and bigger towns, so we like to fall on neighborly love.
This sounds odd, but a few weeks ago, I like many other people, were a little bit heartbroken, thinking, what are we doing? Where are we going as a world, as a community? Are we taking care of one another? It seemed like at a time what we weren't. But when this came around, I'm like, no, we are taking care of one another. So there's always a silver lining.
Inside his pizzeria, Greg Goodman had set up a way for patrons to donate to a community Venmo account. He says in just 12 hours, they'd raised more than $10,000. I'm Nina Keck in Ludlow.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.